This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Police are investigating a deadly shooting in the area of Berkeley and West Summit Avenues in Pueblo. Officers were called to that area early Sunday and found a man with a gunshot wound lying in front of a home. First responders tried saving him, but he died at the scene. Anyone with information about the shooting is being asked to contact the police department or Pueblo Crime Stoppers as soon as possible. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation is looking into an officer-involved shooting in Canyon City. CBI says two Canyon City police officers were trying to make contact with the driver of a vehicle late Saturday night near U.S. Highway 50 and Dozier Avenue. Shots were fired. The driver of the vehicle was killed. A passenger in the vehicle was wounded and is expected to survive. The two officers are on leave while the CBI investigates the shooting.
The Colorado State Patrol says two people are dead following a crash near Pueblo. Investigators say a couple on a motorcycle crashed into a Honda Passport at the intersection of Highway 50C and Marie Lane on Sunday night. The couple on the motorcycle died from their injuries, while the two people on the Honda were injured but expected to recover. The crash remains under the investigation. State Patrol has yet to say if the driver of that Honda will be cited for their role in the crash. Meanwhile, a near-death experience has one Colorado Springs man speaking up and calling for accountability. Frank Walton was thrown from his motorcycle during a hit-and-run crash near Powers and Woodman last Sunday. Walton was riding his motorcycle to a friend's house when a car pulled off the shoulder across multiple lanes at once. A week later, Walton still has one question.
There's a bad motorcyclists out there that do give us a bad name, but not all of us are always doing crazy things like that.
Frank says the person who hit him was driving a tan Toyota with some duct tape on the back windshield. If you have any information about that driver, you're to contact Springs Police.
Turning to COVID-19 coverage now, 187 new COVID-19 positive cases were reported as of yesterday in El Paso County. Pueblo County adding 76 new cases to their tally. Two new cases reported in Teller County, 15 in Fremont County. No deaths were reported in any of the four major Southern Colorado counties over the past 24 hours. The statewide positivity rate is down to 4.71%.
After seeing more than 200 positive cases in the past month, six Colorado Springs School District 11 schools are going all online this week. Parents like Shannon Rogers say that the complete cancellation is not the answer.
This isn't about masks. This isn't about not taking COVID seriously. This is really just giving our kids options and not just shutting everything down without considering other alternatives.
The schools are Palmer, Doherty, and Coronado High, Swigert and West Middle, and McAuliffe Elementary School. School officials say they hope to return students to in-person activities as quickly as possible, but say they will not compromise safety to do so.
State health officials say counties with low vaccination rates are seeing the highest case rates in Colorado right now. Those counties, El Paso, Pueblo, and Weld counties. KRDO's Colby Crossley breaks down the local vaccine numbers.
In El Paso County, just under 244,000 people have gotten at least one dose of the vaccine, which is 42.7% of the population. In Pueblo, just shy of 62,000 people have gotten at least one dose, which is 46.8% of the population. For comparison, in Denver County, which is similar in size to El Paso County, 62.2% of the population has gotten at least one dose.
The father of an 11-year-old boy who disappeared last year has finalized his divorce from the woman accused of murdering his son. Al Stauch said he was relieved Friday after the court hearing to end his marriage to Letitia Stauch. Letitia did not appear during that hearing. Al Stauch said afterwards that finishing the divorce felt like a weight was lifted from his shoulders.
As you've seen, she's done a lot of things that people might question and question her about. None of it surprises me at this point. The fact that I don't have to think about this anymore, that it's done, is a huge weight lifted.
He's currently trying to raise money to pay off his legal fees, which he estimated at more than $75,000.
Rain and snow showers will continue as we head into the afternoon. Chilly conditions with highs in the mid-40s for Colorado Springs, upper 40s and low 50s around the Pueblo area. We will see things clear out just a bit as we head overnight with more isolated shower activity. And chilly morning starts Tuesday down into the low and mid-30s. Partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm possible on Tuesday afternoon with a high of 61 degrees for Colorado Springs, 67 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.